Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. I don't know why that took me so long. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Coila.
That would be a little weird. Not Coila.
There's an I in there.
It's got to be Coila.
It's like coil with an A on the end of it. Coila.
You just never know with this place.
It could be Coila, for all I know.
This place, this state, is wild.
I agreed. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. All you got to do is go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, place an order for delivery. It'll be right there to your door. And don't forget, with every purchase, you support the Bulldog Initiative, just like you do with our friends at Pip Printing and Signs. Guys, if your business needs printing, and look, if you own a business, you need printing. Simple as that. There's no getting around that fact. You're already spending that money. Why not spend it with a business that's owned and operated by Mississippi State Bulldogs, that's been doing printing in this state for 30-plus years, and is willing to make a donation to the Bulldog Initiative in your name with every sale you make them. So every sale they make, they receive, where you say, hey, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning, hey, heard that you support the Bulldog Initiative, 10% of that goes right back to the Bulldog Initiative. That is a win-win for everybody. Call Camden Baker to see how PIP can serve you and your business. 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call PIP today. Once again, with the throat clearing, I mean, just get it and just do it. Just you know, pull the ripcord on it.
Do it!
College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Guys, it's just a done deal with the Banner M. It's over. The long reign of terror has come to an end. It's time to get new gear. State script, interlocking, M over S, whatever you want to get, they've got it. Walking Bully, too. Don't forget about him. They've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. When you're talking about lunch, you're talking about a blue plate here in the South, and the best in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Great selections for meat and veggies, fantastic cornbread, and check out their daily lunch specials. They've always got something new cooking that you're going to want to get for lunch. If you're eating lunch in Starkville, you need to be at Restaurant Tyler. I don't know why I felt like I was going to have something more to say there after Tyler, but I didn't. I just cut it off.
You said everything that needs to be said.
I think I did. I got everything out there. That's not the problem. I just feel like I ended it on too high a note. You know, you want to end on a high note, but you don't want to end on too high a note.
Yeah, be subtle.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if I finish that, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. You know, you don't want to do that. So
that'd be a little over the top.
It's over the top, exactly. Yep. That's where I felt like I was getting close to there. Anyway, with Priority One Bank, they do want to make you their priority. They understand customer service. They understand how to treat their customers their like you want to be treated, because they are a small town community bank. But at the same time, they offer you everything that a big corporate bank can offer you. That's the best of both worlds. I like to do business with people I know. I like to know who I'm talking to. I like to know that if I have a problem, I can just call somebody and get a person on the other line and not have to deal with a call center. It just makes it easier. You get that with Priority One. 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. See, just priority. That's how that works.
Yes.
It's Rumblings Day here on the podcast, and that's a good thing. Yesterday, we broke our streak. I don't know if you were aware of that or not. We were under 27 and a half minutes.
Oh.
And it was funny. It's like when I ended the conversation with you, I thought we were like well over it. Like we were close to like 30, like close to 40 minutes, and we weren't.
It was kind of one of those days where we weren't really sure what we're going to talk about. Yeah. And that's usually when we have the shorter shows sometimes.
But even then, I thought we were well over it. And when I clicked on the thing, I was like, oh, no.
I think the quality was fine. Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot in there. Yeah, we did good.
Some people disagree, but... Hey, before we start, James Armstrong signed to a contract extension, Mississippi State Soccer. He's, I believe, a friend of the show. He's been on here before.
He has been on this podcast, yes.
He knows that you're a soccer fan.
He knows that football fan.
With him, you have to show the respect, and it is football.
He's a Burnley man.
Yes.
Yeah.
But well-deserved, might be the most impressive coaching job of anybody on campus at this point.
Fantastic year. And, of course, the 2024 winner of Coach of the Year of the Robbie's Awards.
Which, to me, it says a whole lot about him.
Prestigious.
But it was kind of a bad year for the Big Three sport. Well, I mean, not really for the Big Three, but baseball and football was not
great.
We're down. But for him to come out of there as the Coach of the Year, basically, that tells you what he did.
If Greg Knox had won the Egg Bowl, I would have nominated him with just two games.
He should.
I would have. He would have won, too.
Yes.
He would have won. All right.
But just an impressive job. Yeah. I mean, he's making history stuff in just a couple of years.
We're talking about him. All right. So he's a Burnley fan. That's a club. They're a club. They kind of go up and down between the Premier League and the Championship. Right? They get relegated. They were relegated 2 years ago. They're back in now.
Sounds like a relegated team.
It does. Don't let Coach Armstrong hear you say that, though.
No offense.
But what I want you to do is I want you to find and do some YouTube research on their former manager, Sean Dyche. You'll love this guy. You'll love him. He is a no-nonsense.
The Dychenator.
He is no-nonsense. He is very much... He's your kind of guy.
I like that.
Yeah. If he were an NFL coach, he'd coach the Steelers. I'll put it that way.
All right.
He is blue-collar. He is everything. I'm telling you, you need to look him up.
Maybe he'll be our next football coach next year.
I mean, you couldn't be any worse. All right. Rob Hadaway is our first question today. So The Rock joined the corporation, huh? Didn't we do this 25 years ago? Yeah, it was awesome 25 years ago, too. And we have a lot of questions about this, and we'll go through them, but I just wanted to say this real quick. What sucks the most about this was the ending we all wanted, right?
Yeah.
We wanted The Rock to come back and put Roman Reigns in his place.
We predicted that. We've both been on board with that.
He's going to be like, oh, you're the head of the table, are you? That's what it was supposed to happen. And then at WWE, and as only they can do, screwed it up.
Yeah.
So, all right. We have more questions about that. We will get deeper into that later.
Okay.
All right.
Because I have thoughts.
Yeah, well, I know you do. Rob Hadaway, teeing off on the high school mascot discussion, for any private school in Mississippi, what are the chances you'd guess their mascot correctly with either Cougars or Panthers? Or, I'm sorry,
Patriots.
Patriots. High?
Very high.
Rebels is up there. There's
still
some Rebels.
It's starting to fade a little bit.
It's starting to fade, thankfully, but it's still up there. There's still some Rebels across the state.
Just like my arch nemesis and Leak.
Leak County? Leak Academy? They're the Rebels?
Madden, Mississippi.
There you go.
I curse you all.
What is it? Is Tri-County the Rebels still?
I believe they are. Tri-County, Carroll Academy.
Yeah, Carroll. Yeah.
Because
my niece went to Carroll, and she went to state, but she had those shirts
that
said
Jennifer's
Rebels.
From that area, she's
from
right?
the Delta, from the yeah. Carroll. Yeah, yeah.
Did she go to Jay-Z George or Carroll?
She moved to Starkville in time to go to high school.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else is Rebels.
Forest Hill used to be the Rebels, but now they're like the Patriots now or something.
Well, worse was Caledonia was the Confederates.
Confederates, yeah.
Just went all in.
What are they now?
They're the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers.
Yes.
Better choice. Bruce isn't the Rebels. Bruce is like the Warriors.
Bruce is
right?
the Trojans.
Trojans. That's
yep.
right. So, all right. They're close though. I've always surprised that Oxford High School was never the Rebels. But I guess that's true. Starkville High School is not the Bulldogs. So.
Or you know their colors are blue and
yellow.
Yellow.
The Chargers.
Like Super Talk.
Yeah.
Was Richard behind this?
Richard is former Oxford High quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Was he behind the color scheme here?
I don't know.
Could have been.
All right. Buck asks us, when you sleep at night.
Buck? Uncle Buck?
So one of my favorite moments in Egg Bowl history. It has nothing to do with anything with the game, right? You know, if you're going up Highway 9, when you get past Calhoun City, you get past the square, mm-hmm. right there on the left is Buck's One Stop, right?
Yes.
So we stopped at Buck's One Stop one time on the way to the Egg Bowl, and the phone rings, and the guy picks up the phone, and I'm not making this up. He says, Buck's One Stop, Buck speaking. I don't know why that's so funny.
Was it actually him?
It was him.
It was Buck.
It was Buck.
Uncle Buck.
They sell great cake at Buck's One Stop.
Buck Melanoma.
Old Melanoma head. Anyway, he asked.
Melly Russell's wart.
Yeah.
I'm not her wart. I'm her growth.
When you sleep at night, do you use a top sheet and a comforter or just a comforter? I'm not a top sheet guy. Just a comforter.
Oh, I got to have a top sheet.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. I don't like. My daughter is. She sleeps on top of the top sheet and drives me insane. And every now and then, you know, she'll have a bad dream or something show up in our room. We were like the people that were adamant our kid's not going to sleep with us. And for the most part, she's done good about that. But, you know, every now and then she'll wake up in the middle of the night and show up. Doesn't do it as much anymore, but still. But she will get and she'll climb in the middle of our bed and she gets hot. So mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be underneath the top sheet. And so, you know, it's like you're underneath it and she's on top, so it's like you can't move.
Right.
I hate
you're
that.
Pinned.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
But yeah, I have to have a top sheet, but right. it's thin. It doesn't really.
No, it doesn't do much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our comforters. I am our a comforter.
I'm a comforter, and then when it's cold, I want a blanket on top of the comforter.
Yes, correct.
So that's where we are right now.
I have a light. We have a light comforter.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's not heavy.
Yeah, it's not heavy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we put a blanket on top.
Exactly. You and I are on the same page. Same page. But I don't do the top sheet though. So. I'm at the point now in my life that if my wife put a top sheet on the bed, it would throw me off. Like, I would sleep on top of it, and she would say, like, what are you doing? There's a sheet there.
So, y'all don't have a top sheet on at all, or you sleep on top of the top
sheet? There is no top sheet.
It's just the fitted sheet.
The fitted sheet, and then there's a comforter.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Also, if you could bring... still from Buck here. Also, if you could bring back any past player to this current basketball roster to make us a contender, who would it be? It's got to be a three-point shooter. I got to go Darryl Wilson, right? Darryl Wilson.
Yes. Barry Stewart,
somebody
Timmy
who can
Bowers. Get,
Bowers might be the actual
It might be Bowers just because Bowers he did run the so point too. Much.
He could run the point for me.
Yes, and he played defense.
Yeah, yeah. Timmy Bowers is the correct answer.
Barry Stewart was, he was okay. But
he's good.
He was, I think of him as a spot-up shooter.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
great
I
shooter,
think.
Yeah. But yeah, Bowers gives me that and more, so yeah. Yeah.
Bowers is the total package, correct. And he would just be huge for everything.
Yeah. Kobe wants our starting nine for baseball. We just did a podcast on this, Kobe. By the way, we have some questions here that you can tell people don't listen to the podcast. They're just asking us questions, and then I don't know why they do that because they're not listening to the podcasts to get the answers.
Are they just listening to this?
I don't know. But, Kobe, we did a whole podcast like a week ago about baseball and who we thought our starting nine would be. So please go back and listen to it. Austin Welch asks, I believe I curse every team I cheer for. Colts, Grizzlies, and every state team have dealt with significant injuries. At first, I thought it was a coincidence, but now I'm concerned. What steps should I take to break this curse? Also, sorry, fans of those teams. You gotta try something here, Austin. Pick somebody you don't like and cheer for them and see what happens.
Yeah.
And if they get injured, then you know.
Perhaps you could cheer for.
Then you can sell it.
Ole Miss.
The Celtics would be great.
Baltimore. Ravens.
He's a Colts fan, so he's probably doesn't like the Titans.
Well, yeah, I don't want the Titans to lose, but you know random, you know, the Ravens, the Celtics.
Yeah, the Celtics. The Red Sox for you. The Dodgers for me.
Yeah, I mean.
What, Austin, just pick a team that you don't like. Start cheering for them, and if they get injuries, then you know you've got something you can sell.
Unless it's one of our teams,
right.
Don't pick any
of our
teams.
Well, he didn't list any of our teams. So, he said state teams, but he's already there, so he's changing up. So then you could sell it, though. They're like, hey, this is my track record of cheering for these teams, and here's what happened.
Correct.
So if you need, you know, big game, you need somebody out, call Austin Welch.
Specifically, I'm not cheering for other teams' players to get hurt. I want to make that.
Yeah.
I'm not Drew McIntyre.
I just cheer for those teams. Yeah.
I'm not Drew McIntyre that tells CM Punk, like, I prayed for days like this. I specifically prayed for this to happen.
The shirt was funny last night. Like.
He cut that promo on Punk last week. He was like, I feel for you. He was like, I feel for you, man. I really do. I just want you to know that I prayed for this specifically to happen.
Yeah, it was great.
Yes.
It was great. All right, where are we here? Sarthak Sharma asks us, wonder what is he going to ask us today about his friends who spend $1 million? That's a good question. If you would choose between either going on one amazing, huge vacation every year or instantly having all your house and all your current debts paid off, but never being able to go anywhere for vacation ever again, which would you choose? Now, here I have some questions about your and you whatever you say is the answer, because he doesn't give enough specifics. All right. Is that amazing, huge vacation, is it paid for?
No.
I think to pay for it.
Well, I think that's part of it, is it's your finances. Whole thing's built around finances.
So I get to have this great vacation, but I do have to pay for it. And I also still have my debts.
Right.
Okay. And the other side says, okay, I can't go anywhere for vacation ever again. Does that mean, like, I can't go on a road trip? I can't go to a football game? Does that count as a vacation?
Yes.
So,
if you're a fan.
So, yeah, I want to go to the Texas game this year. I can't go now.
Well, are you going to go to the Texas game and just sit in the crowd?
That was my thought process earlier. I think I may go and just go.
Okay. Yeah, that's a
so
trip.
So, I'm out.
That's a trip.
I'm out. Okay, so yep. I can't do that. It's tough, because I'd like to be debt-free. I'd have a lot of money. I'd have a really cool house at that point, because I could buy, you know, more stuff for it.
Yeah.
But I can never go anywhere ever again. Can I go see my mom? If I want to go take like 4 days.
It says you can't go anywhere for vacation.
But is that a vacation, going to see your parents?
I think it is.
Okay, I'm out. I can't. I can't do that. I just have to stick with my debts.
I've always been of the...
Take the debts.
I've always been of the mindset of, I want to enjoy life while I'm here.
Yeah.
Because... Just, I've seen so many people sit around and save money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know people personally that are, you know, on the edge of retirement or that have died, that devoted their entire life to work, building up their finances, only to be either too old to experience life or, you know, never experience anything at all. I always think about my grandparents. My papaw, he ran a store in Mathiston, and his family, including my mom, they never got to go to vacations. Their vacations were if they went to like a conference,
mm-hmm.
and you know, every now and then my papaw would get a chance to do that. My mom never got to do that. So when she got married with my dad was kind of similar. Then he never went on trips and stuff. Ever since then, like every year, We're going. Play. Like, and my parents are not rich,
mm-hmm.
but they've experienced a lot.
They are rich in
lot.
Love, though.
They are.
Yeah.
They've experienced a lot. They've invested in timeshares. We've been to Disney World a bunch of times. We've been, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., everywhere. And I have so many great experiences.
Yeah.
So that's my mindset, is I want to experience life. The debt thing, like, I've paid off a lot of my debt so I can have, you know, I had to have the house that I do now that mm-hmm. we just built. And I'm going to be paying on that house for at least the next 30 years unless I refinance. But I'm still going to, if we have to save up a little money and put aside for a vacation, I'm still going to do that. Because I want my daughter to experience that too, and yeah. I want to.
There you go. So, just have to live with your debts.
Yes.
All right, I'm with you on that. Ani Robertson has a question for us. Has good two questions. Bobby the Brain Heenan ruined one of the big wrestling moments of all time with his "yeah, but whose side is he on" comment when Hogan was coming to the ring and inevitably joined the NWO. Is this the worst commentary faux pas in wrestling history? First off, I say that that's not a faux pas at all. He's letting it, because he was
planting the seeds.
Well, he never trusted Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
When Hogan was a good guy, he didn't trust him. So he sees Hogan coming down, and he knows there's supposed to be a third guy. He's just letting you know. He's like, I don't trust him. And immediately, Dusty Rhodes is like, what are you talking about? He set it up. He's like, obviously, he's here to help us.
I think it was still a major shock to everybody when it happened.
Oh, it was, but like, I don't consider it what the brain. The biggest commentary faux pas is Booker T dropping the N-word in a promo. He just straight up drops the N-word.
And then immediately like putting his head down. Like if you, dang it.
I'm not saying to watch that clip at work. Don't do that. But in your free time, if you want to search for that, you can see. If you want to see what the face of immediate regret is, that's it.
I want to know what Mean Gene said to him after that.
Like, you idiot. And Sherry like immediately like taps him on the back like, it's okay. We'll get through it. If you were granted 1 year of high school eligibility in the sport of your choice at your alma mater, which sport would you choose? Would you be better than you were in high school? What would be your ceiling? I can't possibly be better. I'm 30 years older than when I was 18.
Yeah.
I'm 48. There's no chance. I play football, but I mean, there's no way. And I'm not saying I was a star athlete, but whatever athleticism I had at 18, I don't have that anymore.
I could go, if you gave me, you know, a month to get physically ready,
mm-hmm.
I could play basketball. I think okay. I could do it. And here's the thing, like when I was in high school, up until, you know, my sophomore year, I was like spot up 3-point shooter, short and chubby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I hit puberty sophomore, junior, senior year. I started to grow a little bit, and mm-hmm. I became a post player. The problem was, like, I did not catch up to my body. So I was still, you know, I was still, you know, a little bit skilled as far as, like, being able to shoot and dribble a little bit. But I was also kind of in, you know, that mode where I didn't have my legs yet. And after high school, I grew like another 2 inches.
Yeah.
And like I'm still growing a little bit.
Yeah,
I think I could go. I think I could be a good post player.
I got you.
I'm ready.
I could not do it. I'm ready.
Coach.
I'm just too old. Winston asks, my mother got me a lot of state apparel for Christmas, all of which sport the banner M and not state script. How do I tell her she doesn't love me and has failed as a mother? I think what you just got to do is you got to fight fire with fire. You got to find out what she wants and then get the opposite of it.
Yes.
You know, so she wanted something, you know, she wants this, you know, you get her for that.
And when she complains about it, I'm like, I thought you were going for the cheap stuff.
I just thought you just didn't pay attention, you know, that's how it works. John Smith, how concerned should we be regarding errors from stars like Hines and Mershon? Also, how improved does our pitching look? Well, John, you're making the assumption that I've been to a scrimmage, I see. That was a false assumption on your part. I have not been to a scrimmage. Somebody asked me, like, why aren't you updated from the scrimmage? And I took a screenshot. I was like, because it's hard to see from where I am. I was on the air.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been to a scrimmage. I
love the fact that state fans are so passionate about the sport.
Yeah.
But I just do not get invested in the practice. I can't. And I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
You know, well, they had these same issues the last 2 years in these scrimmages, and everybody passed it off, and look what happened. They had these same issues when they won the national championship.
I'm not passing it off either this year. I'm just coming out and tell you.
Yeah, we will wait and see when the lights come on what this team looks like.
Yeah.
And that's my thing. Like, I don't care if somebody's hitting 500-foot home runs, if they're 5 for 5, if somebody struck out 10 batters. I just don't care about that in a practice.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I just don't have time to go to these scrimmages just yet. But when the lights come on, we will know whether or not this team's any good. And, you know, errors, I can't tell you definitively, you know, that's going to be an issue for Mississippi State based on just a scrimmage.
I don't know why I decided to look at the seeding chart for the Georgia game. I don't know. I've never really looked at it. But I've moved down a row. You and I are not next to each other anymore.
Oh.
I'm in between Benjamin and Stefan.
Well, dang it.
So
where am I?
You're the row up. You're right next to Danny P.
Okay.
And then there's actually a guy from Bulldog Blitz there.
Really?
What? I had no idea. Bo Bounds is supposed to be up there. We'll see how that goes. I'm sure he'll be there.
He'll be sitting courtside somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway. Where are we here? Steve?
By the way, I've seen, and no disrespect to Bo at all, but I've seen him on the list of like credentialed media for years.
Never shows up.
Never seen him in a press box.
He's in the game. He's at the games.
He's at the games.
But he ain't in the press box. So, Steve Mormon, realistically, what actual improvements do you expect for game day experience this season at Davis Wade? I think three things I'm counting on, right? Improved sound.
Mm-hmm.
LED lights. I think that's going to happen. And then,
we've already seen the plans for those.
I think that they're bringing the DJ from the hump to Davis Wade.
They should. That guy's awesome.
I believe they're going to try to do that. So
I would just like – I think what they've talked about is like the logistics of him. I would just set him up like somewhere and have a camera on him.
Just
pop him on the board every now and
take
then.
Take some of that the stuff out of the north end zone there, the south end zone, those terrible-looking
– trailers.
Yeah. Get him out of there and put a DJ stand up.
Yeah.
So it's just easy.
Like put them in a little booth or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that would be a cool addition, I think.
On Friday's show, you discussed mascots that are in the schools and are no longer there. I'm thinking of one that has been the Flood, Rebels, Black Bears, and Land Sharks. With even the latest of Tony the Land Shark being retired, can you think of any other high school or university in Mississippi or the country that changes mascots like people change underwear?
They also have a dog now, yeah, apparently.
Is Tony the Land Shark gone?
Yes, that I think they kind of transitioned quietly him out.
So here's what I want to talk about then, real quick. I'm just saying. It's supposed to be a tribute to a fallen military member that played football there?
Yes.
And he's gone now?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to be sure. And no, I can't think of another school that has had as many mascots
as
Ole Miss.
Did he die? Tony Fine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not in combat, though.
But and also, like, if you're the land sharks, that's a football thing.
A dolphin,
why do people keep doing the fins up at random sports?
That's a
defensive thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
And then now you got the dog. Mm-hmm. The dog is taking pictures with the recruits.
Juice.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Tanner Boltwear.
They're just going to have every mascot ever, and if anybody follows that, they're going to say, well, we did it first.
Exactly correct. Tanner Boltwear asks us, why aren't cereal bags Ziploc yet? This is a great question.
It is a great
question.
It
doesn't make any sense for them not to be. I agree with this.
Do they have to be vacuum sealed or whatever they do?
Well, I mean, think about the way they do cheese, though, right? It's sealed up, and then you pull off the thing, and then you can. That's what they just need to do with cereal.
I guess I don't get the concept of the bag.
Yeah,
I don't and either. If you and I also and
I, this it, is me as a, I'm a big cereal eater.
It took me about 30 years to figure out the proper way to open a cereal bag.
Yeah,
you don't open it from the middle.
No.
You got to open it. From you got to tear it at the and side, pull, and it pulls.
There you go.
So I always open it from the middle, and it screws the
everywhere.
Whole thing up.
Yeah.
So I just figured that out like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was 30 years old when I figured this out. There's a lot of tough lessons that you learn once you cross that 30-year-old threshold.
You're correct. If Uber drivers are paid to drive, why don't they just order themselves? Because they have to pay themselves then. Like, it's not free to Uber. Like, if I order an Uber, I have to pay the Uber driver. So if the Uber driver orders himself, he has to pay himself. So he doesn't make any money on that deal.
Right.
All right. It's an easy one. What's the ceiling and floor for baseball, men's and women's basketball? Well, the ceiling for baseball, would be hosting a regional, maybe as like the 11 through, or the 9 through 16 seats.
And then... From there, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Like just,
at that point, if they host, they're fine. Move forward into next year.
Because we've seen some teams that had no business going to Omaha that went.
The floor is we're talking about a coaching search in May.
Maybe even in the middle of the
season.
Maybe
in the middle of the season, yeah.
If it's bad non-conference, if they lose like 6-7 games,
yeah,
buddy.
It's over. Yeah.
Woo.
Men's basketball, the floor for men's basketball is not making the tournament.
Yes.
That's the floor.
Ceiling is like Sweet 16.
Yeah. Women's is the floor, I think, is just making the tournament. They're going to make the tournament.
Yeah.
The ceiling is like Elite Eight.
Yeah. Hosting.
Yeah. Hosting the first weekend. And yeah. Yeah. Very good. Carter Bentley, what trip are y'all looking forward to more, Austin or Norman? I've been to Austin. I've never been to Norman, but it's still Austin.
Sadly, I don't know when I'm going to be able to go to either of these places.
You're going to go. Let's just go this year. Just go.
I can't.
Why not?
Every Friday night, I've got to cover a game.
You're going to be sick that weekend.
You think so?
Yeah.
And I'll check with Danny P and see what he thinks about that.
Yeah.
Well, if you're sick, you're sick.
Danny, I don't know what he would do if I was not able to cover
a game
on a Friday night.
For you. We'll get somebody to cover that game.
One of these years, I'll go.
Okay.
I'll have to go during football. I'll go in baseball, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's not a bad idea for next year, for next spring.
Take a trip to
for
Austin.
Baseball, if State plays at Texas.
Yeah. I might go to Norman, too.
And we could, I bet we could convince our friend Tyler Horker to join us during the spring. So
I doubt he'll be doing a whole lot with Notre Dame during the spring.
Spring, yeah, they got another going on. Matthew Anthony, here we go. What are your thoughts on WrestleMania plans now?
Anthony.
When does Cody take everything from Rome? I tried to tell y'all that this was never going to happen.
It is going to happen.
But it's not going to happen this year.
It's going to happen to SummerSlam.
You think? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get your thoughts on that.
So,
but if you don't like wrestling, skip ahead.
I don't have a problem with this.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think this is an internet outrage that's just people are just following along mm-hmm. with it. I think The Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania is cool. I think that's going to be a fun story to tell. These guys are cousins. One of them said, "I'm the head of the table. I'm the tribal chief."
This has always been the end game.
Wait until some of these promos get dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think people get too caught up with the whole spectacle of WrestleMania, and this is how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to happen at WrestleMania. You have another huge event in the summer where this can happen. So I just don't have a problem with this. I think Seth and Cody are going to have an amazing match. I think it's going to be a cool story to have the whole Samoan storyline. The Rock's probably going to be put, I imagine he's going to put doubt in the minds of the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Or two of the Usos.
And Solo, yeah.
Well, Solo's one of the Usos.
Yeah,
count him.
Yeah.
He's going to put doubt in their mind, like, mm-hmm. you know, I was the first. I was the guy that.
Yeah.
So I'm the tribal chief. What are you doing following this guy?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great story, and then you can come back. Cody tweeted last night just something like on the lines of, bear with me, like, it's going to work out.
Well, now you got me curious.
Yeah. Basically was saying, like, just be patient. You know, it's going to be fine. Right. Everything's going to be fine, everyone.
Appreciate the passion. God bless y'all, but trust me.
Yes.
All right. All right. We'll trust you, Cody.
I just don't have a problem with this, and I know you don't.
Well, at the end of the day, and I've been saying it for a couple years now, this has always been where this should have ended, right?
Yeah.
It should have ended maybe a couple years ago. You couldn't have predicted the thing with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
But The Rock winning the title and being a quick transitional champion to get the belt onto somebody else made sense, right? Rock beats Roman Reigns, he's a champion, and then, hell, even the next night,
drops it.
He could drop it to whoever. But
now,
I get it.
I wouldn't want to see him drop it to, like, the Money in the Bank, like, to what's his face?
Who has the money? Oh, Damian Priest.
Damian Priest.
No, we don't want that.
He's probably going to beat Seth Rollins.
Who?
Damian Priest.
Yeah, that's.
Because
somebody asked us about. Yeah, I guess that's our thought. So I don't. Does Cody? I don't know that Cody's going to wrestle Rollins either.
Rollins is about to go on the shelf. He's got to drop the belt.
He's got to drop the belt. So
he's hurt.
But like, if you give Cody that belt, it feels like a consolation prize. You know,
they don't need to happen. They need to go back after SummerSlam.
McIntyre to win that belt, or Damian Priest, like you said, could do it.
It'll be a triple threat. McIntyre.
Yeah, something. I don't know. All right. Parker Thomas, I'm in a debate with one of my friends, so I've come to the music gurus for the topic. Why am I a music? You, yeah, but why me? I'm not a huge
You're on the same wavelength.
I'm not a huge music. I wouldn't say I'm a guru. Well, I like music.
You and I, like, we're kind of very similar.
I guess. Certainly nobody on this beat knows more about music than you and I do. Certainly no one. Which band's Creep song is better, Stone Temple Pilots or Radiohead? All right, so these are two different songs.
Very different.
They're very different, so they just have the same name. It's not like one's a cover of the other. I would say Radiohead's.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has been the most covered song out of the two, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, nobody's
It's been covered by
Pilots.
So many different people.
If I say, hey, you want to hear this cover of Creep, you automatically think I'm talking about Radiohead.
Yeah. Well, it's such a haunting song. Yeah. Like, it's just and you can do so many different versions of it.
I don't even know what he's saying. All right.
I'm a creep.
There you go. Colton Watson, Walling, Taylor. Would State be better off avoiding portal players named Andrew?
I'd have to have more data.
Yeah. And two is not enough.
Yeah.
You know. Who's the best college ball player named Andrew next year? I don't even know who it is. More likely to make an advance in the postseason right this second, baseball or men's basketball? Easily men's basketball.
Basketball.
It's not even a debate.
I mean, here's the thing about men's basketball. We're kind of like freaking out a little. Not we're not freaking out, but fans are.
Yeah.
if they just kind of like hold serve at home and maybe win a road game.
They just kind of win. They need to win two road games. If they beat Missouri.
They have to beat Missouri and then
LSU.
LSU or A&M, yeah, one of the two.
They're fine.
And then win all your home games or maybe all of them, but like Kentucky or something. You're fine. They are on path still.
Yeah, they're fine. I
still say 8 wins and SEC gets them in.
Yeah. Where are we here? Last one from Colton. You know what, Colton? You've gone too far. I'm not asking this question. Like, this one's dumb. I don't mind someone like, would you rather, you know, and it's silly things, but he wants me to have a toe for a tongue. Make that make sense.
You can't even walk.
Yeah. Or tongue for toes. Like, come on, guys.
You can't even walk with a tongue for
toes. What's next? Would you rather have a butt for a face?
You already do.
Yeah, you already do.
You okay there?
Yeah. So, this is something dumb. My daughter had a doctor's appointment, oldest one, Aislinn. Yep. So, I was like, she wanted me to go with her, and I was like, you are, you know, 17 years old. It's time for you to start doing some things by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I told her she had to go. Plus, I was like, if I had to go to that,
it wouldn't be able
we'd be yeah. 8 o'clock getting out of here. So, I text her, like, did you made it to the doctor? And she's like, yeah, but you should have come. I had to call mom because they need parental consent to let me see a doctor, get my blood pressure taken because I'm still illegally minor. Like, why do you have the appointment then? Like,
is she not?
She's 17.
Okay.
Like, I don't mind giving her some I guess it's a HIPAA violation, but.
Like, you have to call and say yes.
But, like, how dumb is that? Like, why is she allowed to be there then? Just, why don't you make the appointment for me and I'll just bring her?
I guess they assume that a parent's going to be with her.
She's old enough to drive herself. She's a senior in high school. That's dumb. Anyway, we'll move forward.
Life is dumb.
Brogan Fairchild asks us, who would win in a tag team match between Emperor Palpatine and Voldemort versus Doctor Strange and Professor Dumbledore? I find it interesting that you went with Doctor Strange against Emperor Palpatine and not Yoda or, you know, Luke Skywalker. Like, you got mixed metaphors here.
Well, it...
Yeah, Dumbledore and Voldemort.
Yeah, that's true, because Dumbledore and Voldemort...
Those are enemies, natural enemies. Palpatine versus Doctor Strange. Voldemort couldn't even... All right, I'm going to give you something here.
Voldemort had to use someone else's wand, right?
Never mind that.
Harry Potter.
This is what I want to talk to you about.
A little nerd.
You're a big Harry Potter guy, right?
I'm not a big...
But you know enough about it, right? Voldemort tried to take over a high school and couldn't do it. Why are we afraid of this guy?
He couldn't take down a nerd.
He couldn't take over a high... Never mind the world. Like, Emperor Palpatine took over the galaxy.
Yes.
Every planet, he ruled it. This guy couldn't win at a high school.
What do you think Bob's thoughts would be on this? Because he's a big Harry Potter guy.
I need his thoughts. The answer is the good guys. The good guys would win that.
Yeah, because Doctor Strange can, like, manipulate time and space.
And Dumbledore is the greatest wizard of all time.
Right.
Last year, you talked about Coach Purcell and how he was a strong recruiter but still growing as a coach. What kind of growth have you seen from him this year in the coaching department? He is pushing the right buttons right now. So that's a good sign.
He is really grown. I mean, last year I had a lot of questions with, like, in-game adjustments and maybe the X's and O's and all. But this year, I mean, it's been quite clear, like, some of his in-game adjustments have really caused teams issues. And not just, you know, Kentucky or something like that is at the bottom of the league. LSU and Texas A&M on the road. Those two games, I saw some in-game adjustments that he made that really made things difficult. You know, brings in Miracle Shepherd. He sees that Miracle Shepherd is bad matchup for LSU. She does things a little bit differently than Lauren Park Lane, and she really changed the course of the ball game. The other day against Texas A&M, they went to a zone press, and A&M was completely flustered. They had over 20 turnovers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They were struggling to score offensively. I think we've just seen tremendous growth with him, and it's why the results are what they are right now, why they're 7-2 on the road, and why they're winning these big games. Last year, they couldn't do it. Last year, they got embarrassed at Georgia last year. They lost by 30 points.
Yeah.
And were, you know, most turnovers I think they had in like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
They've become, now there's some things they still have to work on.
But that's every team.
Yeah. And I think, too, he's trusting more in his assistant coaches to kind of take charge. Gabe Lazo and Corey Irvin and Muriel Page, like, he's allowing them a little more leeway. He's allowing them an opportunity to coach. And I think that's been big, too, because he has a good staff.
Yeah. Six-pack speak. Back on Twitter. Congrats.
Yay.
Wants to know, do we have any chairbacks for LSU weekend? Do you have any chairbacks for LSU weekend?
For baseball?
Yeah, yeah.
The only chairback I have is the one in the press box.
Yeah, same here. Same here. So no is the answer to that question. I'll explain why that question was asked later.
Okay.
Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I could go for. I need to get a steak this weekend. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna grill up a steak this weekend, I think. Why not? I deserve it, and so do you. You know, there used to be a shampoo or a cosmetics thing like she deserves it or something. For guys, it should be steak. You deserve it.
That's true.
Because he deserves it. So, yeah, this Valentine's coming up. Get yourself a steak. Profess your love to it. Tell the steak that you love it. Because it loves you back.
I love you, steak.
There you go. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And folks, if you're looking for a great meal this weekend, anytime you're in Starkville, Two Brothers will fit the bill for that. They've got some great, they've revamped their menu. They've got some great new stuff on there that if you haven't been in a while, I encourage you to go and check it out. But all your old favorites are there as well. So if you want to have a great meal, great location, and go to a restaurant that supports the Bulldog Initiative, you can do it all with a trip to Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. And that means, you know, when somebody's been open for that long, it means that they understand customer service. They know how to take care of you after the sale. When we're talking about things like a copier or a printer, you guys know as well as I do that eventually something's going to go wrong there. It's just a machine and it doesn't have any choice in that matter. And you want to know that when that happens, you can call somebody and they can fix the problems for you. You can have that faith with Advantage Business Systems because they've got 49 years of experience in doing it. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. Maroon & Co., our newest sponsor here on the show. I need to get out there. I need to get the lay of the land there. I need to get an idea of what all is being sold and everything, some of the name brands and stuff, because they have so many things, right?
It's nice land to lay.
Okay. Okay. now I'm completely thrown off. I've been saying it, though, you know, when you shop at Maroon & Co., you're going to see shirts and garments and other things that you don't see at other places. You know, everybody else kind of seems to have, like, the same sort of, you know, everybody's got the same polos on the rack, everybody's got the same T-shirts on the rack. Not at Maroon & Co. They've got different looks, and you want to check that out. And of course, they are the exclusive provider for Bulldog Initiative gear. So if you want to support the Bulldog Initiative and wear a sharp polo or hoodie like the coaches wear, you need to do that at Maroon & Co. Matthew Watkins asks us, I graduated from and moved from Starkville right before the joint opened, and I'm coming back for the Arkansas game in a few weeks. Do I need to tamper down my expectations, or is it really that good? We haven't really talked about the joint on this show, but that is a good restaurant. That's a good place to eat. Yes. I eat there pretty often.
Yes, it is.
It's you don't need to tamper down your expectations. It's good. It's good.
It's hard to top like the true Texas barbecue,
mm-hmm.
but it holds its own.
It's good. It's very good.
If a Texas barbecue enthusiast walked in the door,
yeah,
they might say, you know, this isn't quite like Austin or Houston or whatever, but it's pretty good.
You could put it in Texas and it would be okay.
And for here, it is excellent.
That's outstanding, yeah. And they just changed their menu up a little bit, so they got some new stuff, so it's good. Brian, we all know you're a Cody Rhodes hater. I'm not a Cody Rhodes hater.
You're a hater.
Is Cody Rhodes the new Farrod Green?
Yes.
People just think I hate him?
Yep. You're a hater.
I don't hate Cody
Rhodes.
Cup of
haters.
But do we really think the winner of the Royal Rumble should just give away their WrestleMania match? If Seth isn't healthy, Cody won't get either title. That is a concern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, Seth might not be able to wrestle at all.
I think he'll be able to go, but it's going to, you know, it's going to be like Shawn at WrestleMania 13. Yeah, against Austin.
14.
Was it 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, because 13
is Austin Hart.
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I don't agree with what they're doing right now. It's like I don't agree, but I do agree. It doesn't make sense. Like, I like where they're going, but I don't like how they're getting there.
Let's just see long term.
We'll see what, you know. We're going to, you know, we're asking a lot there. Trust WWE on long term booking. We're asking a lot there, but we'll see. Kyle Wilson, on last week's question about hamburgers for breakfast, pizza is an all around meal, good anytime. Yeah, I'll give you that. You can have pizza for breakfast. I'm about to start smoking meat. Any pointers or cookbook recommendations? The cookbook of today is YouTube. I would suggest you look at channels like, what am I trying to think of? Malcolm Reed, How to Barbecue Right. I would look at Chud's Barbecue. That's one I look at all the time. He's got a lot of easy, and he talks you through everything, takes you step by step. Meat Church, their videos, very good. And they always stress the same thing. They're just sort of giving you the guide. You know, whatever kind of grill you have, make it work for you. You know, it's like some of these guys, they use those super, you know, $10,000 smokers and stuff, and I just got a Weber kettle. But the recipes can still work. You just got to understand
how it can taste just as good on that Weber as it does on a, you know, Rectech or whatever.
Yeah. So, that's what I would do. Just go to YouTube and find some of those guys that you can trust. I'm trying to think of Mad Scientist Barbecue is another good one. That guy gets super detailed. Now, that's one where you got to sit down for like 25 minutes and watch his video. But he gives you all of the information that you need. So. Kivas Wright, which of these two football scenarios will happen first? Ole Miss finally reaching the SEC championship game, or Alabama fans jumping off the bandwagon after not reaching the SEC championship game and or college football playoff? It's easily B.
Yeah.
That could happen this year.
Yep. I'm interested to see some of these bandwagon Alabama fans, how they react to this.
It's not going to be good.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Dalton Lee, I was traveling west on I-40 back to Memphis, and I saw a Rolls-Royce Phantom, $500,000 car, with enormous cursive decals on the side that covered all the windows of the car. What are the worst decorations someone can put on a car that ruins its overall aesthetic? That's up there. You had a $500,000 car and you got decals on it.
Maybe when Quentin Wesley put the huge banner on his front hood of his truck. And that's a good
one. Anytime somebody puts the Calvin peeing on something, yes. I automatically think you're an idiot.
Or the cars that have, like, frosted flakes and, like, Budweiser. Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if you, like, I saw an Alexander Shunerah car the other day.
No way.
I got a picture of it. Hold on. We're going to do this on the air.
That actually is great.
Well, I mean, they were obviously getting paid to do it. It's like one of those
I'll companies. Get paid to do it. Put it on my truck. I'll ride around with it.
Let me see.
I rode around with Alpha Insurance on the car.
That's true. A few weeks ago. You did.
I proudly was sporting Alpha Insurance. Right.
That was at Walmart.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Can I get a Mama Justice on my truck?
Mama Justice. Anyway, yeah, that's up there. All right. Austin McMullen asks us, what would the state men's net ranking and projected seeding be if they'd beaten Southern? It would be like 10 points up.
They would be around 20.
They're at 44 right now. I'd say they'd be at like...
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about the women. They're like 26, 27, 26.
They'd be like 34.
They're in the 40s?
Yeah, 44 as of last time.
They'd be knocking on the door 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Projected seeding, they'd probably be like a 6-7 seed right now.
Mm-hmm. It hurts.
Ford Polk, you mentioned left lane loafers on last week's rumblings. I've got one better. Today, as I write to you, is last Wednesday. The day it rained 5 inches where I live in Brandon, I had not one but two people riding in the left lane with their flashers on while it was pouring down rain. Are they the worst drivers ever? Put them on the list. Put them on the list. That's
rough. People just do not know what to do when it's raining.
Yeah. I mean, they just think that there are a lot of people who think that you can put your flashers on and it just gives you the ability to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It means you can drive as slow as you want or as fast as you want.
And also, like, what are you doing in the left lane?
Yeah.
Like, is it not raining as hard over there?
I don't know the answer. What's worse, someone out for a Sunday drive at 7:45 on a Monday morning, or people who ride bikes and block traffic at 8 a.m.? I mean, if you ride a bike, you ride a bike. I think the Sunday driver at 7:45 is worse. I can't.
What's the Sunday driver like? The person just, that's just
they're going, you know, 25 and a 45.
Oh yeah.
So
I drive faster on Sundays because I'm trying to get to church.
Yeah.
I break the law so I can go worship Jesus. That makes sense, don't it? Maybe I should get up earlier.
You should just get up earlier. Yeah. What's the weirdest text you ever received? It's an interesting question. I'm trying to think of like if I've ever gotten one that was just like, what?
You know, one time I got like a threat from someone and it was like the wrong person. Like it was like, I swear to God, if you ever talk to my girlfriend again. And I was like, who is this? What are you talking about? And like the person wanted to meet up with me and like we're gonna fight.
Really?
Like I'm a married man.
Yeah.
And it just kind of was like, oh, my bad.
I don't have a text that just stands out to me where I was like, what the hell? I have a phone call where one time, this back during the Papa John's days, one of the delivery drivers called me at like 2:30 in the morning to ask a question. And I was just like, I have no idea. Why don't you call the restaurant? She's like, what do you mean? And I was like, you need to call the restaurant. She's like, who did I call? It's like, this is my cell. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought this was the only number you've ever called me from. I was like,
my Lord.
Yeah. No, call the store. So, jeez. Yeah, I can't think of a text right off the top of my head. Let's see here. Favorite Super Bowl.
Why does this Kentucky coach look like Shane Douglas?
I don't know, but he does.
Will the franchise.
Will Carruth asks us, favorite Super Bowl commercial of all time?
He put me on the spot.
Yeah, I can't think of one that, like right off the top of my head. My favorite one probably off the top of my head is Bird and Jordan from McDonald's. That's the one I always come back to.
Yeah, they play the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. They're throwing like hook shots off the ceiling and things like that.
Yes.
I don't know if I have one that is number one for me.
Okay.
The Clydesdales always gets me.
Mm-hmm.
That's always usually, you know, that's always usually a tearjerker.
Yeah. Patton Paris, I was recently told a spoiler for a current TV show I watched before I watched it. What's a suitable punishment? Is death too severe? I need to know. So it's a current show. So, yeah. I mean, you got to feel like there's a spoiler.
Is it life-changing spoiler?
I need to know more information, Patton. I don't have enough information here. Is it still too soon to disclose Rufus Harvey's medical reasoning for not being cleared to play by state? We've talked about that on the show.
Yeah, I don't know the exact.
Right.
So, I'm very skeptical in what I say about it, but it's something to do with like his back or something, and it was dangerous enough. Like if he gets hit, you know, hard enough or, you know, just right, you know, he could potentially be paralyzed. Which, I mean, could be anybody, I understand that. But for him, it was a condition or something, and it just wasn't safe for him to play. And that's why nobody picked him up, too. I mean, right. He's not going to get cleared.
Right.
It's just not medically safe, and you cannot.
Right.
Just for beyond the fact that it's just the right thing to do to not put him in that position, the liability of it is not what a university is going to invest in.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate it for Rufus because he's a really good football player and football is his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it got stripped away from him but from nothing that he did wrong.
Right.
But yeah, that's kind of what it.
Yeah.
What it boils down to.
Rank these song intros. Beat It, Right Now, Rock of Ages, Godzilla. I love Rock of Ages, but that's not a great intro.
Beat It.
Beat It.
Godzilla.
Okay.
Right Now, Rock of Ages.
I'll go with that.
Yep.
I can live with that.
Beat It, that first.
Yeah.
That drum beat.
Yeah.
And then coming into, Eddie Van Halen played on
that's
that, right?
Van Halen, yeah.
That, you know, like that was kind of like Michael going to the next like level.
Right.
Because MTV would not play a whole lot of black artists'
right.
videos. And so he said, okay, I'll add a little different dimension. This isn't gonna be rhythm and blues or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to put some rock in it. And so Eddie Van Halen comes in like, oh, wait a second. Yeah. All of a sudden.
Gave him street cred somehow.
Michael, for the little sicko that he was, was an absolute genius when it came to making music.
Yeah.
And that was him taking it to the next level. And he did it. He just took off on a rocket ship after that.
Yeah.
That was a Thriller, right? Was that Thriller album?
Yeah.
The album is incredible.
Let's see here. Kevin Wright asks us, is Cole Palmer Chelsea's best player? What does that say about the squad? What do you think?
It says they suck.
They do. They're not good this year. Cole Palmer is bad. No, Cole Palmer is a good player. Okay. He's not Chelsea's best player, but he's playing the best. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's not the best, though. He's not the most talented guy on the team, but he's very good. They're young. It's a process. All right. English football fans, English soccer, like, they don't believe in a process. They don't
trust the process.
They're just like, it's got to be this year. Why are we not good this year? Like, so, I'm willing to give it a year.
Jeez. You know what's funny about that is, like, when you talk about, like, Nick Saban's whole deal was, like, the process or whatever. Alabama fans are not buying into the process, I don't think.
Correct. Well, like
the fan, I don't think any fans buy into a process. I think it's
year
always
one with Saban,
like,
they were 6-7.
Yeah.
Like, the next year, they play for the SEC championship. Like, give it a year. You know, you can always fire him next year if it's not working out.
Chelsea fans.
I know. Dude, Chelsea had four coaches last year, for last season.
What?
They had four coaches.
They all get fired?
They fired a coach midseason. Then they fired his replacement. Then they had an interim coach for one game. And then they had what was called a caretaker coach who's just like, I'm just here to the end of the season.
What?
They had four coaches last year.
That's insane.
It was.
How many matches did they have?
38.
So that'd be like having four. I mean, that'd be like having four basketball coaches.
Yeah. Imagine if they fired Jans, and then they actually had a search and hired a new coach.
In the middle of the season, they hired a coach
from another team
that was going to be their permanent coach.
Yeah, he was like, "All right, you're the coach now." And then he was so bad that they were like, "No, we got to move on."
Man, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Soccer's crazy.
It's crazy. I'm telling you, you might get into it if you tried. Last question here from Kevin Wright. My wife and I have an ongoing discussion about the best musical decade. I argue that the 90s beats out the 80s for best rock music. What say you? Once again, we are going to have to make a woman mad at us, I think. Because if you're asking me what I'd rather listen to, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, stuff like that, or would I rather listen to Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Warrant, I'd rather listen to the 90s.
Okay. So you have to consider, though, like, you know, AC/DC, Metallica, that, I don't know if I can say that. And I love the 90s more than I do the 80s. But if you take off your, you know, your bias glasses on your decade, and you were not.
Did you say Metallica, though?
Yeah.
Metallica is both decades. You got to take Metallica out.
They are. No. I mean, think about what these bands released during that time, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Metallica, when was the Black Album?
I think that's a 90s album.
Is it? Early 90s, maybe?
Released in 1991.
Okay, so it counts as 90s.
Yeah.
AC/DC, like...
They're an 80s band.
So AC/DC, Metallica was just getting started, at least. I mean, you talk about Bon Jovi, you'd rather not listen to them, but, you know, Slippery When Wet and stuff like that's coming out, like Bad Medicine... I would rather have the 90s, I'll say that, but I don't know. The 80s, as far as music as a whole, is probably the more successful, more wide-ranging decade as far as music is concerned. But it is talking about rock music.
Yeah.
And what do you consider rock music? Is alternatives rock?
Yeah. Is the guitar the most instrument? Is the biggest instrument? It's rock music.
Yeah, because I would prefer, I think, alternative rock, like Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, Metallica, stuff like that. Well, Metallica's probably more like metal, but I guess that's a version of rock. I don't know. I prefer 90s myself.
Yeah, I think 90s is the answer.
90s was a great decade, man.
Sorry, I'm sending a message here. Sorry.
Is it important?
It is important. Okay. It is important. 901 Sloth Dog asks us, if Sloth
Stark
from the
Goon...
Huh?
Stark Dog.
Isn't that what I said?
Sloth Dog.
Oh, it's because Sloth's in the question. Sorry.
Are you calling him a Sloth?
No. 901 Stark Dog. If Sloth from the Goonies were to fight Bobby Boucher, who you got? Sloth wins, he gets Baby Ruth for life. Bobby wins, he gets High Quality H2O for life. Sloth is winning that fight.
Hey, you guys!
Yeah.
Sloth's a chunk.
Right.
It's a great movie.
All right. So I think we've had this question before. And by the way, this person tagged Robbie 24/7. Who is that guy?
Yeah, but he also came underneath and said, sorry, I had the wrong hand.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, you're right. You're in an arena with 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 3 brown bears, 15 wolves, a hunter with a rifle, 7 buffalo, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, 4 lions. Pick 2 to defend you. The others attack you. The goal is to survive for 1 hour. I feel like you have to pick the rats. Even though I hate rats.
I'm going to pick the hunter is going to attack me because we can kill him easily.
Yeah.
That's one person. We knock the rifle.
The problem
is the
hunter with
hand.
The rifle, if he's far enough away, he's going to take one shot and kill you.
Yeah, but we have all these animals to defend me that are coming after him.
Okay. So what do you want
So he
there?
Would be gone.
I want 10,000 rats and 3 brown bears. Are there brown bears or grizzly bears?
Is there a difference between brown and grizzly?
Yeah, brown bears are smaller, yeah.
Okay. Well, if he said he specifies brown.
Well, then in that case, I might want the wolves.
The wolves and the rats.
Yeah, I think you want the rats just because it's going to if 10,000 rats are attacking,
that's an army of rats.
That's an army. You need the numbers on your side there. Cuz like
the hunter would be gone.
I just going to tell you like 500 rats can probably take down a gorilla.
And there's nowhere that he could go that could get away from the rats.
Yeah, the rats are going to find him.
He could climb in a cave.
Plus, I don't
hole.
Like rats. The first rat that gets near me, I'm just going to be like, just shoot me. I can't deal with the rats.
I hate rats.
All right. That's an easy one. Hunter Johnson, Robbie, is Luke Dotson a dark horse in this pitching staff?
Could be. I mean, it's there's going to be several of those young guys that are going to get an opportunity. I want to see how it all unfolds because I don't even know who all is going to be starting. They've tried out some different guys. I think they're even, you know, contemplating Nate Dome as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I definitely think he's got a shot and, you know, has a lot of talent, too. It's these first few weeks are going to be big to kind of see who separates themselves from the others. And then once you get deep into SEC play, you will start to develop your roles,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be a smaller group, but you know he's going to have his opportunities. Especially midweek is going to be big for him to get out there and pitch against some lesser teams. If he's throwing strikes and other guys are throwing strikes, mm-hmm. those are going to be the ones that are on the
yeah,
mound.
Agreed.
The ones that can get in there and get outs, I promise you, that is who Justin Parker and Chris Amonis are going to value the most.
Yeah. Also from Hunter, are there concerns that guys like Carson Ligon, Bradley Lofton, and Stone Simmons haven't pitched much in the first 2 weeks of scrimmages? Are they hurt? Well, if they are hurt, we're not going to find out about it ever.
They'll never tell us unless they release it themselves.
Right. So, I don't. I mean, they're,
even if they're out, Chris Amonis will keep saying they're day-to-day.
Yeah.
And then,
I would tell you that I would be concerned a little bit that they aren't throwing, but maybe it's just because they just want to be safe with them until the start of the season.
Yeah, could be.
MSU Law Dog asks, why is the audio quality at post-game press conferences so poor? Because Houston McDavid's not in charge of it. If he was in charge of it, it'd be great, but he's not. So,
is he talking on Mississippi State's end or us filming it?
I have no idea.
If we're filming it.
On an iPhone, what do you want?
I mean, I've seen a lot of people complain about that. It used to be on Gene's page the most, which is a shocker. But, you know, like I've seen a lot of people complain about that. Like, you're just not loud enough. Like, what do you expect from us? I'm not going to buy all this equipment for, you know, to get the best quality possible as far as, like, the sound is concerned. It's a post-game press conference. Either you watch it or you don't.
Right.
Now, if it's Mississippi State side, then I can't answer that. I don't
right.
know.
Yeah.
But we're sitting in a room several feet away from the coaches. It's not going to be perfect quality. It's coming from our cell phones,
right?
Because it's the easiest thing we can get. I don't have time to adjust the sound, get all the, you know, the sound quality up to par. I'm trying to write a game story.
Yeah.
And possibly a sidebar.
We're just trying to give you guys the press conference.
We just give you the press conference. If you can't hear it, I really do apologize, but there's nothing
only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Alexandra Watson, what occupation would you give to animals? For example, I would make cats massage therapists. I get it. Dogs should be like, I don't know if counselors is the right word, because they're so happy, but like dogs brighten everybody's day.
Yeah, they do. That's why you have a lot of emotional support.
Exactly,
dogs.
Exactly.
Now, cats, they might come up to you and, you know, you're trying to pet them and they turn around and slap you in the face.
Exactly. Well, but they make good massagers, though, because they get on you and they
some of them do.
We call it making biscuits.
Some of them do. Some of them curse you to your face.
That's true.
It just
kind of depends. What about what other animal do you think would be like a good for? So like I'm trying to think like, what animal could clean pools? Otters,
catfish.
No, catfish make it dirtier.
Well, you know they could
unless
get
unless they're superior catfish, then they would clean.
They
it.
Could get on the bottom of it and suck up all get the algae or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Or that's like what else? What else does that? What else clean? Doesn't the oyster clean something? Or
maybe yeah. You get anteaters to be professional exterminators.
Yeah.
That would work. Termites could be carpenters. They just
they
you know,
could.
They can at least break the wood up. I don't know about the rest.
Or woodpeckers.
Yeah, woodpeckers would be good, yeah. Also from Alexandria, my friend Crystal wants to know, if this is a pair of pliers, then what the hell is this? And it's two pliers.
Two pairs of pliers.
It's kind
of
the same thing with jeans, right? Is one leg of the jeans a jean?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is. So yes. I'm wearing a pair of jeans. One leg is a jean.
But who would have one leg of a jean?
So that's why I say I never say a pair of jeans.
Well, you
I just
say jean jacket.
I say jeans. I'm wearing jeans. I'm not wearing a pair of jeans. I'm wearing jeans.
Sometimes I say a pair of jeans.
We're saying jean too much, by the way.
Pair. Pair it can mean multiple things.
I guess it has to because yeah, I get this.
Like a pair can be two.
Mm-hmm.
Or a pair could be something like something that you own, like, you know, like I said, pair of jeans.
Yeah. Mangum Cafe, rank these Toby Keith songs. Passed away today. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Should have been a cowboy. Who's that man? As good as I once was. I think Should Have Been a Cowboy is everybody's number one, but I love As Good as It Once Was. As I Once Was.
These are ranked correctly for me if we're doing these.
Oh, no.
Three.
I'm definitely going Should Have Been a Cowboy, As Good as I Once Was. Who's that man?
If I had to rank a top three, it would be Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue?
Okay,
be number two because it's just ultimate American song. That song when that song came out after 9/11, it lit the entire country on fire.
Yeah, it did.
Everybody was pumped. And then it would be, after that, Beer for My Horses.
Okay. By the way, I didn't even know that guy was sick.
Really?
Didn't know.
He's had cancer, stomach cancer
had
for
no
a while.
Idea. And then they said he was 62. Had no idea. I thought he was like maybe a couple years older than me.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's been around since like late 80s, early 90s.
I did not realize.
Should Have Been a Cowboy came out in 93.
I thought he was like, so in 93 I was 18. I thought he was like 22 when that song came out. Apparently
yeah,
not.
You know, and he was
apparently not.
He was good friends with Michael Leach.
Yeah,
he recorded a video for his funeral.
I bet he knew Lebby because he's a big.
Oh
singer.
Yeah. He knew all those. Like he knew. We've talked to Zach Selman before about Toby.
Yeah.
And JR.
Yeah,
him and JR are really good friends.
Yeah. Rank these Sports Center anchors: Keith Olbermann, Dan Patrick, Scott Van Pelt, Stuart Scott, Kenny Mayne.
Man, I forgot about Stuart Scott.
So Dan Patrick's the number one.
Olbermann's the last.
So, okay.
I can't stand Olbermann.
You're
not because of like politics or anything.
He was good. He and Patrick were good together.
I didn't like him as an announcer.
Oh, I disagree. That was the big show, Olbermann and Patrick back in the day.
He's a douche.
Yeah, his politics are what they are.
But no, like I said, it's not the politics to me. I don't like him as an announcer.
To me, Kenny Mayne is last. His sense of humor, I get it. I get his sense of humor. It's not that I don't get it. It's just so dry. It didn't always
He's a Norm MacDonald type.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't always work for when I'm trying to watch sports highlights.
Yeah.
So, you know who's not on this list that should be? Craig Kilborn. Yeah. Was really good. I mean, he got another late night show off of SportsCenter.
I love Stuart Scott. Yeah. Stuart Scott's number one.
I'm going to go Patrick, Van Pelt, Stuart Scott, Olbermann, Kenny Mayne.
All right. I'll do Stuart Scott, Dan Patrick, Scott Van Pelt, Kenny Mayne, Keith Olbermann.
Okay. All right, last question of the day comes to us from our friend Jason Dice. All the talk in WWE is who ends Roman Reigns' title run. Who ends Gunther's Intercontinental run? Also, what is your event card now with the injuries of Punk and Rollins? Did he lock it correctly? He did.
Jason?
I don't think that Jey Uso is going to beat Gunther. I mean, they brought him out last night on Raw.
Is that what they're setting up?
Yeah, I don't think that's the answer. I don't know who would beat him, though.
No.
That's where, you know who should get that belt? Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Should. Yeah, but they're not doing anything with him. I mean, the main event's going to be, Rock versus Reigns. And then if Rollins can't go, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do there.
Yeah. Is there a question that he's not going to be able to fight?
I mean, he's injured. I thought it could always aggravate it, right?
Yeah, but he came out and...
He took a bump last night. I mean, it's going to take us the wrong bump.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll have to see. All right, guys, we're back tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, I've already recorded an interview with Teddy Cahill of Baseball America. Talk a little SEC and Mississippi State baseball. Spoiler alert, not high on State. I'll just go ahead and let you know.
Teddy.
I know. But, I mean, I get it. His reasoning, when you think about it, makes a lot of sense. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And we'll talk some baseball tomorrow, talk some basketball tomorrow as well, maybe a little football too. Technically, tomorrow is National Signing Day. There may be a name or two to announce. We don't know yet.
That is true.
So, all right. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.